Hey guys, on today's episode, I'm going to talk about the steps I take right before I start a new e-commerce business, e-commerce store online. So this is pretty much the research and planning phase, because you definitely need to research and plan before you start your business. You can't just start randomly and expect to get anywhere. Okay, so of course, if you haven't started a store for the first time, the very first step I would do is get some training and mentorship. So sign up for an online course that teaches you how to do stuff. And hopefully by the time this goes live, I should have a free dropship course available. So go check out freedropshipcourse.com, and that'll teach you how to get started with a dropship e-commerce store. But here I'm gonna go over all the different ways that I do my research and planning and before I actually start the store, okay? So first step is getting a Google Gmail account, if you don't have one already, and signing up for the Google Drive. Once you have Google Drive, you can create a Google Sheet. And the reason I use this is because it's in the cloud, I can access it from anywhere, and it's not stuck on my computer. I can get it into my smartphone, I can get it onto a tablet quickly and easily. I just need a Wi-Fi connection. So using an actual spreadsheet on your computer is a pain, because of course it's only on your computer, and when you make an update to that file on your computer, it's not on your other devices. And I like to have all these different devices all the time so that I can go between one or the other depending on what I'm doing and where I'm at. So definitely check out Google Drive and Google Sheets and Gmail if you don't already. And yeah, of course, just set up a personal Gmail account for now. You don't have to set one up for your e-commerce business, and just do this sheet inside your personal account. You don't really need to do it inside of your e-commerce business account. Although you can if you want to, and I recommend doing that. If you're going to do a Gmail for your business, I recommend just going with G Suite. It's a place where you can get a professional email address like support@yourdomainname.com instead of doing yourdomainname@gmail.com. It just looks more professional, and that comes with Gmail, and it only costs about $5 a month to start for one email address, and it's totally worth it. So I recommend going that way, and you can get a referral code that gets you 20% off for lifetime at ecommerceparadise.com on the resources page. So definitely check that out for G Suite. All right, and once you get into your Google Sheets, make a sheet and call it your master spreadsheet for that particular store, and you'll begin putting up some tabs. So first tab I do is for accounts. The accounts tab will have all your different websites, email, phone numbers, social media accounts, and tools like your email marketing, your PayPal account, all the different logins that you have, you can store into that spreadsheet, because if you don't keep track of that kind of stuff, you will lose it eventually, and it's a pain in the ass to do all the updates all the time. So definitely get that done. All right, and the next sheet I do is a to-do list, and so this is kind of where I keep my the things that I want to do next, and I wrote it all out there, and you know, I put to do, and I put a link to a YouTube video that I create about how to do it. And then I outsource that to VAs. So maybe if you're just getting started out, and you don't really have money to outsource yet or whatever, but in the future, think about doing that. At least keep a to-do list in your spreadsheet there. It's easy to find. It's easy to look into every day and make sure that you're staying on track with your own to-do list. All right. The next thing I do is I actually go out and find a few e-commerce stores that I want to model after in that particular niche. These are e-commerce stores that aren't huge, broad niche e-commerce stores. They're actually going to be specific niche e-commerce stores, maybe two or three combined at the most, but specific sub-niche e-commerce sites, maybe built around one product category, or you know, generally speaking, a few different product categories at the most. So I find that one website I want to model after, or those few different ones, and then I extract all the different categories, the main categories and then the subcategories out of those. And those are going to be the types and tags that you'll use when you're setting up your Shopify store. So if you don't know how Shopify works, Shopify uses product types and product tags to organize products. And so types are kind of like more the broad categories, and tags are more the specific categories. And you can also use the broad category names as tags as well. But it's just a good way to organize your website. And so definitely use those. What I do is I take the name of that product category off that website that I model after, and I make sure it's a good one. And then I just plug it in there as a type or a tag. And I create a organizational sheet that looks like it's the drop-down menu at the top of my website, sort of. So I organize it the same way. So that's a really good thing to do, because then you're getting an overview of what your website's going to look like without just building your website first. Because the next thing you're going to do is you're going to take each of those product category names and you're going to put the word best before them, and then you're going to plug those into kwfinder.com and see how much search volume those best keywords get. And you want to do that for every single product category that's on your website, because those will be the foundation of your content marketing plan. So once you have all those filled in, then you know you can give that to a writer and they'll write up the articles for you, and you can eventually link to all the products that they talk about, and that will make it easier for you to get ranked in the search engines. And so, all right, and then the next thing I do is I go to the other e-commerce stores that I found that I wanted to model after, and I actually extract their product types, and I want to see like what extra do they have that the other stores don't have. So I put those in the same kind of a format into the spreadsheet as well, into a separate sheet. Okay, and then I do the same thing there with the best keywords and take all their categories that are different and plug those into the best keywords sheet as well. So now I have multiple sheets for the different sites that I model after, the product categories, and for the best keywords according to those categories. Okay, the next thing I do is I extract suppliers from those websites. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier is that these websites I want to model after have to be online only websites. They can't have like a storefront, because some of their suppliers might not be dropship friendly. They might not sell to you unless you have like a actual retail address or something like that. And a lot of them do that. And so what, you know, even if they do, sometimes you can sometimes convince them to sell with you anyways. You know, more of these companies are deciding to go and do more sales online, and they realize it's a lot more effort than, you know, obviously it seems, and they want these other companies to do it for them for a commission, right? Because we pay for the advertising and marketing, so we provide them a really good service. So extract the suppliers and put them into a spreadsheet. Okay, all you're going to do is put the name into the spreadsheet, and then you're going to have a column for their website URL, and then have a column for their phone number, and then a column for their email / contact us page link. So if you can't find their email address on their website, just put the contact page link right there in the sheet. And that way you can end up going through and calling all these suppliers for accounts later on. So you gotta choose a niche that has like at least 20 or more suppliers. Obviously, you know, you're not going to be able to have a full-time business unless you have that. So definitely choose, you know, a store niche that's broad enough to be more than 20 suppliers. It's not too niche down. But yeah, don't choose one that's like super broad either. All right. And then I have a separate spreadsheet for suppliers that actually get on board. And those suppliers are going to have quite a bit more things that we need to get from them. So obviously the name, the website, the email, and the rep name that we're going to deal with. Sometimes you'll have your own rep, sometimes you won't. But of course, the phone number. But you want to get their address. And if they have a dealer portal on their website, you got to get their login information, their password. And then you got to have a UPC sheet. So a UPC code sheet, if they have one. You got to have a price sheet as well. And you have to have their returns, warranty, and all that stuff, shipping policies, and then you also have to have links to their product images on their website, and any videos and marketing materials and product descriptions that they have. So you need to get all that stuff, and you need to have links to all that stuff in this master spreadsheet and this one supplier sheet that you get. All right, and you got to follow through on every single supplier to get all that stuff. Because if you don't, and you kind of skimp on that, then you're going to end up getting really disorganized and end up losing out in sales just because you're disorganized. All right, so do that. And then I recommend setting up a separate price sheet for each particular supplier and linking to that particular supplier sheet. Okay, so once you've done that, then you want to make a longer list of competitors. So every single supplier that you take out, you can look into the supplier's product catalog and choose a few product names. Plug those into Google and see who else is selling them. So you want to have a list of all of your competitors, not just the ones that are dropship friendly, but maybe separate them from one sheet of dropship friendly people to one sheet of not, like, of suppliers that have storefront addresses, because you're going to be extracting content ideas and backlink ideas from all these different websites for SEO. Okay, so the next thing I have, and the last one, is the popular content keywords sheet. So what I'll be doing is using ahrefs.com, ahrefs.com, and I have a link to that in our resources page at ecommerceparadise.com. And with Ahrefs, you can figure out what the most popular content is on those websites, right? Which tells you how much demand there is and what organic keywords they're ranking for those content. So you want to save those, and then, of course, you want to plug those back into Google and see who else is ranking for them as well. And then with those websites, you can also see what backlinks they get, and you want to go and see who has the biggest domain authority on their websites that are linking to them, and then try and go get the same backlinks from them somehow, either by doing a guest post or doing some sort of a blog banner ad or something like that. So contextual backlinks are always the best, which means having it inside the text of the website so it looks more natural. So a guest post is usually the best way to do that. All right, so that's pretty much it. That's all the work that I do ahead of time to plan and to Make sure that I have a solid marketing plan in place for my business. I'll know all these different product categories I'm going to attack. I know all the different best articles. And then the next thing you're gonna do is, after you end up getting suppliers and you end up uploading products to your website, you wanna find out what the best sellers are. And then you wanna create review articles specifically for those best selling products. And of course, add those to your best product category articles as well. So in order to do that, it kind of takes some time and you gotta get some data, but you can find out which ones are the best sellers by just going to other websites and seeing which ones have reviews on them already. And then taking those and plugging them into kwfinder.com to see what the search traffic is for the review keyword that is attached to that. So it's just like product name and then add the word review after that. And you can get a lot of search traffic to a review article that funnels to your product page and then, you know, make sales that way. So all these are really great ways to boost your SEO and search engine rankings and stuff like that for your website. And I see tons of e-commerce sites doing this. The really big ones in the niches that I pursue are doing this kind of stuff. And this is the kind of stuff you guys can do too. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort. You just have to be consistent about it and make sure you're studying correctly and you're doing all the work and you're being thorough about it. All right, guys, so that's it. And what I'll probably end up doing is creating a template of this spreadsheet and offering it as a product for sale on the website. So look forward to that in the future at ecommerceparadise.com. And subscribe to the podcast episode if you liked it. Drop any Q&As that you have, questions that you have for me, you want me to answer on the podcast, into the Facebook group. Go to Ecommerce Paradise on Facebook and join the group if you haven't already, and drop the questions you have in that group. That'd be awesome. Go to youtube.com and type in Ecommerce Paradise and subscribe to our YouTube channel. I'll be posting videos up there as well. And stay tuned and sign up for the email list so that you guys can get the most up-to-date information as to what's going on with their business, and I can give you more tips and tricks delivered straight to your email inbox. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed the episode. Take care.